Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:07, up to 94 today, 72 right now, and it is our week to talk to the lovely psychic Tiff. How does it go?
It goes very well.
Very well?
Yes.
How's the kitty?
That's so funny. He's like next. I was just petting him. He's good.
Yeah.
Disco is always fantastic.
Disco, that's right. That's his
Disco,
name.
Disco, that's a good name.
He or she?
It's a boy. He's a boy. Big black, you know. Because, I mean, what else would a psychic have? Big black cat.
Black cat.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, dur.
Yeah, dur, Andy.
You have ladders all the way through all your hallways.
Yes, and broken mirrors as well.
Yep.
Yeah, we just try not to step on them.
All right. Well, if you've got a question for Tiff this morning, give us a call. And she will do her best to answer your question for you. Please keep it specific. That always helps. 361-5557. Let's see. We've got Heather on the line. Are you there, Heather? Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What's
that? I just had a question. If me and my kid's dad have been on and off for 10 years, so I was just kind of wondering if you see us making it. And then if you see me pregnant in the next 6 months with him.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to assume that the first question kind of begets the second question.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm not judging one way or another. You could have said no, and it wouldn't have, like, thrown me off my stool or anything. But honestly, I don't think he is the end-all, be-all solution for you, Cookie. Sorry. Okay. And nothing against either one of you. I think that you guys are great, but you're kind of, you know, like when you're great, but when you're bad, it is like, you know, a nuclear bomb going off. And so the bottom line is I don't see any babies either.
Okay. Do you see me pregnant at all in the next year?
Oh, sunshine, you got to get through this situation because your heart's with him still before I could even see anything further.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have got Jessica on the phone. How are you, Jessica?
Yes.
Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiff. I was just wanting to know if when my husband gets a job as a cop, if we're going to stay in Sioux Falls or a surrounding city, or if we're going to need to relocate to, you know, like Minnesota, you know, or wherever it might be.
You know, I think you're staying around Sioux Falls. I feel like it's northwest, more north than west, but northwest of Sioux Falls. So I don't think it's going to be I don't think it's going to be any move, frankly. I think that he can totally commute.
Okay, sweet.
All right?
That works for me.
Okay, right.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. So if you have a question for Tiff, we would like you to call right now, wouldn't we?
We sure would.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of helpful. Yeah.
At least for doing our radio thing here. 361-5557. If you got a question for Tiff, call in right now.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:22. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I saw some ducks practicing their teenage girl faces at the pond today.
We've got Psychic Tiff on the phone. If you got a question, 361-5557. Kristen is on the phone. How are you, Kristen?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiff.
Hey, Kristen.
My question is, me and my kids' dad have been split up for about 3.5 years now, and he has talked about getting back together.
Right.
And I was just wondering what the outcome of that would be, if it would be a good idea or no.
Okay. I wish I could just answer, like, a really straightforward yes or no. I'm getting it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, but there's a lot of water underneath that bridge, honey. And so I feel like some of the resentment and the anger is still there. So I'm going to say it's not the best idea. I feel like he needs to kind of clean house on past emotions on his side still. He still is very much in love with you, but he hasn't really changed all that much, with all due respect.
Okay.
So I feel like if he really worked on himself, it could totally work. But as it stands right now, I would say take a pass.
You would say take him back?
No.
Nope, take a pass. Let him let him still work on himself even more. He still has some stuff that he has to handle.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks
good.
For the
Thank
call,
you.
Kristen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ashley is on the phone. How are you, Ashley?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I was wondering if my husband and I were going to have any more kids. We have two right now, so I was just curious if we were going to have any more.
Awesome. Well, first of all, sweetheart, as I've said many times, that depends a lot on you and tequila shots and headaches notwithstanding. So,
and how tired
I
you are.
Think you guys are going to have another baby. I'm seeing a little girl. So, mom,
really?
Name her Tiffany. Absolutely.
Name her Tiffany. Nice.
Do you know, like, how long approximately that would be?
No, because you guys haven't even made that decision yet. So,
okay.
That would be cart before horse, my love.
Right.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Ashley.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. We have Brady on the phone. How are you, Brady?
Good.
So, Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Yep. I guess, Mike, I haven't heard her do any questions for past lives or anything for a while, so I was just kind of curious, what was I doing in my past life?
Ooh, I love it when people ask me about past
lives. We've never had one of those.
I love it. You know, it's funny because I see you cooking, like you being, now obviously I don't see you, and I'm being really careful about my words here, I don't see you as some highfalutin chef. I really see you as a cook, and I see you like as a cook in what I would consider like a pub or a small, kind of a smaller venue. I don't, you know, when I think of chefs, I think of more
big white hats
scenarios. And so I actually, in a past life of yours, and I think it's your most recent past life, see you being a cook.
That's surprising.
You know, it's...
What do you do for a living now, Brady?
Or we completely repel. So, yeah, so there you go.
Right now I do construction.
I love it. Well, you know, it just...
You're still making something.
It up. We're not always dudes. We're not always chicks. We don't stay in the same professions because how boring would that be?
Yeah, but maybe your maybe your soul's profession is a maker of things.
That could be.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It is a creative thing.
Do you cook at home, Brady?
Well, I don't. My wife does.
Oh, okay.
You should try, maybe.
I guess.
I bet he does all the projects around the house, though.
Oh, I'm sure. You can come visit my house. I need some projects done.
Thanks for the call, Brady.
No problem.
Have a good one. All right, Tiff. Well, thanks for calling in again.
Oh, my gosh. It's been my honor and pleasure.
Yeah. Make sure you go to psychictiff.com if you want a private reading with Tiff. You can do that, too. She's got books you can buy on Amazon.com. Mel still hasn't read her book yet?
I've read most of it. I just have to finish
it. How many pages do you have left in it?
I don't know. I've got busy doing other stuff. I'll make that my weekend goal because I don't have a whole lot going on this weekend.
Okay.
I'm not worried. It isn't like, you know, let's just be real about what I write. It isn't life shattering.
Well, no,
but it's so interesting. And I.
But
honestly,
you've been
though,
reading it for four months now.
No. I started reading it when I went camping and I just haven't had time.
Oh, you
since
hadn't even
then.
Cracked it before then?
No.
Oh.
No, I was saving it for that.
Gotcha.
But it is honestly like my life. It's the name of my life, the name of her book. It's Love and Other Disasters.
You guys are so funny. Well, maybe you'll get it finished by the next one coming out next spring.
All right, sweet.
Tiff, do you think she'll have it done by the time we talk to you again in 2 weeks?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I don't think you need to be a psychic to know that.
Yeah. I might read it this weekend. You don't know that.
You'll be wrong, sister. Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Tiff. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Bye. We have got some WWE tickets to give away here before 9 o'clock. Hang on for that. 828, Hot 104.7.
Ladies.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 842, up to 94 today. I got an email while we were on with Tiff from Lori. She said, I called this past fall, winter, and asked boy or girl. Andy said girl, because I have a girl name. Okay. But my question was boy or girl. Tiffany said boy. Well, pleased to inform you that Tiffany was right.
Aww.
I had chosen not to find out the sex, but my husband wanted to, gave birth to a healthy 9-pound, 2-ounce baby boy in late July.
Congratulations.
Thanks again to Tiffany. Andy was of no help. Well, that's why we have her on for this, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I feel I have some psychic abilities, though. Tiff and I have talked about this. Oh. I do have some psychic abilities.
Okay, what am I thinking right now?
That you wish I'd shut up?
No, that I don't think you have psychic abilities.
Oh, you know I was right on some level.
So, you know, whenever they show on TV, like the somebody winning the Publisher's Clearinghouse, or like, you know, you win the lottery or something, or there's a golf tournament and they have the giant check.
Yes. I would have always liked to win one of those.
And I always thought, man, if I got that check, I'd always have to wait around for a regular check to actually get my money.
I don't want to go cash it.
Turns out it's not true.
Oh.
You can actually deposit a giant novelty check.
What?
As long as it has all the key info on it.
Oh, so if it has the routing number and the chicken account number?
Anything can be a valid check. You could scribble it on a piece of paper.
Right.
So long as you have the payer's name and account number, the name and location of their bank, the date, the words pay to the order of, and then the payee's name, the dollar amount, and the signature. So long as you have all that, you could write it on anything. And now it doesn't mean they're going to accept it.
Right. I was going to say.
But.
It would still be considered legal tender?
It would be. Well, I don't think a check is actually legal tender. That's cash.
Oh, it's not.
But it's a replacement for legal tender. I don't know if a check is considered tender or not. I don't think. Tender is actually the cash, I believe. I'm not sure. But.
Interesting.
So you can actually cash one of those big ass checks if you want to.
I totally want a big ass check.
Yeah. I guess when we get done with Cure Kids Cancer in the future, they're going to have to be really careful with that big check they write at the end. It never has an account number on it, though.
I know.
But it does say pay to the order of.
But you never know.
But it's not written out to us.
Go with it.
I'm thinking Hawaii.
Woohoo!
Woot, woot. Let's give away the WWE tickets, shall we? 361-5557, caller 10. We have got a pair of tickets for you to go check out the WWE at, on Saturday.
At the arena.
At the arena. 361-5557. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:54. We're going to top out at 94 today. I saw this morning. Did you know what a diamond is in music? You know, it's like gold, platinum, and then diamond. Oh, drink! Shimmy Christmas.
Twice today?
That's twice today. I don't know.
Do you not want me to talk today?
No, it's not that. Don't
I go home,
get,
take a nap.
Don't take it so personally. I'm just stupid. That's all.
I have not heard of diamond when it comes to that.
Well,
with
it's
musically.
10 million albums.
Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot of albums. And another album just went diamond.
All right.
It was Linkin Park.
Nice. I tried so hard and got so far.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter. That is one of the best songs ever.
It is a great song.
It is.
I love it. Yeah.
The Hybrid Theory album, the 20th album since 1991 to sell 10 million copies.
Wow.
Can you name any of the others?
10 million, huh?
Now,
Like Beatles?
Because here's the thing,
Elvis?
Though. I think the information I saw in the story is wrong.
Okay.
Unless it's just a certain album. Because I went and looked up all the albums since 1991 that have gone diamond, 10 million or more.
Right.
Ooh, whoops, that one didn't go as high. Okay, there's one less. Can you name another album that...
It's not what
diamond?
Either one I said. It's not Elvis or the Beatles or anything like that.
Since 91?
Oh, since 91.
Yeah.
Oh. 10 million, huh?
Yeah.
Since 91. Vanilla Ice. Ice Baby.
No.
I don't know. AC/DC?
Be serious.
I don't know.
No, not AC/DC.
I don't know. Can you give me a hint, please?
You can't think of a single album that was huge?
10 million?
How about Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks.
He had a few.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Even his bad albums sold over 10 million copies.
He didn't have bad albums.
Notorious B.I.G., Life After Death, that's 10 times platinum.
Oh.
Now, the Now, the list I'm looking at was off of Wikipedia, and I think I misread something. I think, let me look. Okay, it still says it went platinum, but then
there
would be
10 million.
To be diamond, yeah. Or 10 times platinum.
Okay.
Let's see, Jewel, Pieces of You. That went 12 times.
According to this, it says it's the 20th diamond album since 1991.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
That's what I read, but I'm finding way more.
Oh.
Unless it's just in the U.S.
Maybe, I think it would be U.S.
I don't know.
Wouldn't
anyway,
it be?
I don't know.
Adele's got to be getting close.
No, she's not that close.
You don't think so?
Not, well, she's in the ballpark. Like 7 million, I think, is the last number I heard.
I don't remember.
For that one, but.
It's got to be quite a few.
The Backstreet Boys have a few. Millennium sold 13 million. And NSYNC is a 10 times platinum album. Celine Dion, Falling Into You. Guess how many times platinum?
I don't want to know.
11.
Blech.
Yeah. Usher, Confessions.
Nice.
That's sold just over 10 million. Eminem, The Eminem Show. Norah Jones, Come Away With Me.
I like Norah Jones.
Eminem, The Marshall Mathers LP, also. There's a whole bunch. NSYNC's got one. Oh, the Beatles do actually have one. You were right.
I was right.
Huh. Guess what other album went 10 times platinum?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, no. Actually, 11 times platinum.
Duh.
Titanic soundtrack.
Duh.
Yeah. I got one more for you.
Michael Jackson is on there.
I got another one that you're going to hate.
Waiting for it.
Whoops, that's the same one.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Ah! As bad as the Jaws theme song.
Jaws theme song did not make the list.
Yeah. Hot 104.7.com.